It's 4:32. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News. The community has come together to pull for an IMPD officer who is fighting for his life. WFYI's Sharon Alsa says a prayer service will be held at 6 p.m.
The public service for 29-year-old Officer David Moore will be at Jones Tabernacle AME Church. It's in the 2500 block of East 34th Street, near Sunday's shooting scene where Moore made a traffic stop. Today, people donated blood at City Market in honor of Moore, and tomorrow, another blood drive will be held from noon to 5 at Wishart Hospital, where Moore is being treated. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alsef.
A state senator says it's time for Indiana lawmakers to discuss legalizing marijuana. Senator Karen Tallien of Portage wants to start a debate about sentencing laws, saying that changes could save the state millions of dollars. Under a new bill passed by the Indiana Senate today, some sex offenders would be required to wear GPS tracking devices. Bedford Senator Brent Steele's bill would require the state parole board to use a risk assessment system to determine which parolees wear the ankle bracelets.
Believe it or not, and I find this hard to believe because this bill was originally my bill on the ankle bracelets for child molesters, there are actually some of these individuals who are less likely to reoffend than others.
Steele says the state cannot afford an unlimited number of the new, more costly bracelets. South Bend's mayor says a list on Newsweek website that describes the city as dying is unfortunate and irresponsible. The website ranked South Bend number 8 among 10 cities with bleak futures. Right now, 31 degrees. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News.